Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Give me two more seasons and he's there.
One okay,
more,
but we're talking there. About today.
Like, I don't know that. I don't know that. It's not.
Probably he's already,
not that unfair.
He's not. He can't even play 65 games.
LaMelo
played over 70 once.
LaMelo just doesn't have the total missed seasons that Joe had. I'll pull up Joe's games played. But LaMelo's is pretty jarring. I mean, it's 51, and that
he'd only be eligible for All NBA awards 50, once in his career.
The 51 was in a 72. Because that's the 2021 season. That was a 72-game season, if I remember correctly. God, it's just going to be murder on the history books. Like, people are going to have to look back at that and not have any clue that 72 games were played that year. He played 75 the following year.
Yeah, it's the outlier year.
36.
Well, wait, we've got two games now, or 2 years.
Well, yes. 36, 22, and 47. Mm-hmm. That's tough. The difference with him and Joe, I mean, obviously, Joel's played longer, but he has, like, DNP seasons.
Poor guy.
I mean, he didn't play the first 2 years of his career. Then he played 31, 63, 64, 51, 51, 68, 66, 39, 19. Make the argument Joel played more.
They played 72.
What those numbers look like moving forward, that's anybody's guess.
And the reason why I say it's unfair is Joel Embiid is 30. Is he 30 years old?
Yeah.
30 years old. Like, he's not getting healthier.
How is LaMelo going to get – how does anyone ever get healthier? Like, when you've been permanently injured.
Can you name LaMelo's injuries off the top of your head?
He broke his ankle.
That's the one I remember.
Yeah, he broke his ankle, and I think
– came back the same season, I think.
He's had surgeries on his –
he was out for the whole season when it happened. And then there might – I don't think there was a knee
situation.
The
only one I remember.
I think it's the ankle. The ankle's the issue, and I think he's getting surgery or some type of procedure this offseason on it.
Yeah, he's had surgery on his ankle and his wrist before.
Now the draft picks just went down to zero. I'm taking a player who just got surgery. Zero draft picks.
That first year, like, LaMelo missed 21 games because they played 72 or whatever, right? Or however many.
His first season, yes.
Yeah, so they played 72. Like, if it's an 82-game season, he misses 21, that's only 61. Like, that's still not good enough. Like, he's not on the court.
Okay. We'll see. I mean, I can't defend. Like, I can't say, no, you're wrong. He's not healthy. We'll see. We'll see what happens with LaMelo. We'll see what happens. If you don't want to take a risk on him because he hasn't been healthy, it's completely understandable.
I just don't think, too, like, the Kings can't take that risk, I don't think. Another team can maybe, whatever, but you're the Kings. Like, you have one shot if you're still trying to win. Like, going for LaMelo is all the risk in the world, I feel.
Let's approach this from a different standpoint. I'm going to sit over here like a therapist. Why did you land at this conclusion yesterday?
About Domas or LaMelo?
I was asking about separate. I was asking about Domas. Let's table LaMelo for a second.
Okay.
How did you land on this conclusion about trading Domantas Sabonis? About it being time for the Sacramento Kings to entertain trades for Domantas Sabonis?
Because I feel if he is your best player, you have no shot at really like going to a top level.
And a top level is what? Conference finals?
Definitely conference finals. I don't even know if he's your best player. You can win a round in the playoffs.
Okay.
People try to argue.
I mean, they almost. Not, well, I guess De'Aaron was here and he was the team's best player.
That's so. What I thought. But people tried to argue that Domas was the best player. And even in that situation, you were first round and you were 40. You didn't win 50 games.
Well, I think De'Aaron was. I but think it, he was it was probably really.
Well, remember
close.
We'd have those discussions? And people were like, yeah, I think Domas
But I also think it was a fair discussion.
Domas does everything great, but the most important thing in the league to do. Like, he's elite at everything but scoring. And, like, that's great. You can rebound and all that. But if you take away, like, what Jokic does scoring, like, you're going to take him down a few tiers.
I don't agree with that. I do think – okay. Just remember, this is about jumping Kenny and not me.
I'm with Kenny. I've been saying trade Domas for months.
But I still – that's fine. I still think Domas can be an elite scorer. He just chooses not to be.
So he won't be, though.
Yeah, he won't.
He won't ever be. He won't. We've been talking about for years. He's not. He's not that guy.
Like, that's not what. And.
What's an elite number, by the way? Is it 25 plus?
I don't know if he can be an elite scorer.
Is 25 plus elite? Is that the number for elite, or is it 27?
We'll put it there.
25?
Well, elite 27, yeah. But 25.
25, you're one of the better ones in the league, yeah.
He doesn't shoot the ball well enough, and he doesn't.
He does shoot the ball well enough. He doesn't shoot it enough.
Yeah, and I
this
think,
is my original argument. Think, he does not shoot the ball enough.
But I think it will go down. And when I mean shoot, I mean literally shoot, not
okay.
around the bat. Like, he doesn't shoot the three ball well enough. He doesn't shoot the jump shot well enough. He doesn't have any real go-to move. I would be
so that's
if he
an interesting,
gets to 25, 27 points a night.
That's an interesting thing. He doesn't have a go-to move. I wholeheartedly agree with that. But he averages 19 points per game on 13 shots. Mm. His career average is 16 on 11. But as a King, 19 points on essentially 12 shots, 19.4 points on 13 shots, 19.1 points on essentially 13 shots.
And
13 shots. That's, to me, that's the bigger issue is the 13. You go back to that Dallas game, though, and this is where – this is the part that I'm – because I'm looking at Domas as a player. Mm-hmm. This is the part that I know can't be – this is the part that I don't think can be fixed. I get very frustrated with Domas's huffing and puffing about what everybody else is doing. You and I stood next to each other at the Golden 1 Center and watched that game against the Dallas Mavericks die. Four straight possessions to Domantas Sabonis. Two of them ended in turnovers. One of them, actually three of them ended. The other one was like a shot clock violation. The fourth one, I don't even remember what. I think he just took a bad shot. Mm-hmm. And the Mavericks scored on all four of those possessions. Domas's hands were in the air. He was mad at someone. Someone wasn't doing what they're supposed to be doing. And I just kept looking at it like this. Game just the whole game just died, and the Kings never looked. They went from the rookie pumping up the crowd to Domas throwing the game away to the Golden 1 Center being dead for the next hour and a half.
And
that's the part that I don't know can be fixed. He has no killer instinct.
He doesn't have the offense.
I don't even know if he has an attack instinct.
He doesn't have the offensive capability to lead a team. And Sacktown Tony in the chat, who is very upset with the thought of LaMelo Ball and all this other stuff, that he's not listening to what people are saying. He's saying they're asking if you can win with Domas and talking about scoring. We literally have one of the best offenses of all time with Domas as a key cog. Nobody's saying, can you win with Domas? Because you can. I believe that. The question and the topic at hand is if he's your best player, if he's your go-to player, your go-to option offensively, can you win at a high level? not just win 48 games, but everybody always talking about playoffs aren't enough and being able to win and all this other stuff. Well, let's talk about it. Can we win 55 games with Domas Sabonis mm-hmm. as your best player? I don't believe you can. I don't know if there's anybody that believes that you can if he's your best player. If you have one or maybe even two players that are better than him on the roster, you can the sky's the limit, I think, with a guy like Domantas Sabonis. He's not by any means a bad player or anything, once again, anything less than what we've said he's been for the last two or three years. But now his role will change, where he's not a complimentary or a second or third guy. He's the guy. And if that's the case, you're in a bad way.
We saw it yesterday, I think. He needs to be Kevin Love with Kyrie and LeBron. He doesn't need to be a top two guy.
I think, and I agree with Jesse on that too. You can convince me in certain situations if he's your second best player that you might be able to win. You can convince me of that. I also realize that that might be pushing it. I think the best case for him is if he's like your third best player, or that second player is like we're like, I don't know who the second best player is. Like if he's there, that's pushing it. Like ideally he'd be your third best player. And then, so now we're getting into the conversation where you ask where to come to this conclusion. They're like, $49 million for your third best player. Now we're, no disrespect, I think he's a better player than this guy, but now we're in Rudy Gobert territory. Like, I'm Rudy paying Gobert. You how much to be
Rudy Gobert makes less.
Cap's going up.
I was like, Rudy Gobert.
Cap's going up though.
Rudy Gobert actually makes a lot less. I think it was $35 million a year, if I remember correctly.
And that's where I came to this. Like, I'm paying you how much? This is where it became the business of basketball, as James Hamm would say. It's not about the player. It's about how I'm allocating these funds for the salary cap and what your contract hampers me from being able to do to improve this roster.
If the deal is that bad, let's say his trade value is that tough or whatever, and Zach LaVine is stuck here the next 2 years, like we say, and you're going to trade DeMar, how are you supposed to build whatever a winner looks like here?
Yeah, I don't know.
And that's,
like,
if that's the plan,
you have to. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm glad you phrased it that way, because it goes back to the Charlotte thing. It goes back to LaMelo a little bit, is the different positions the two teams are in. Mm. You mentioned Charlotte, like, use this opportunity because of your draft placement. Kings have never, you know, Kings don't have that, right? They certainly don't have it this year, or maybe we'd be having a different conversation. But they have the ability, if, it's a big if they draft right, to, look, you're not going anywhere, and you're getting there very quickly. Reset things a little bit. Sacramento is not in the position of resetting anything. Mm-hmm. They're, because of the Zach LaVine contract situation, and perhaps, maybe this is the true point of your conversation we haven't spent enough on. Maybe because of the Domantas Sabonis contract situation, you're going to have to figure out a way to build something here with pillar pieces of what you have. Those pillars can't be knocked down right now. Those things are sturdy. They're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Zach LaVine is one of those. I have a good feeling Domantas Sabonis is one of those. And not maybe necessarily by choice, but out of circumstance. You have to figure out a way to put whatever it is that Domas needs around him. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to leverage DeMar DeRozan for everything that you have. And if you're making a true splash in the trade market, and I don't know that this is even real anymore, to be perfectly honest with you, it's probably moving Keegan Murray. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a clue what that looks like, by the way. And I'm not proposing a Keegan Murray trade. The point in that statement was, I don't think it's trading Domantas Sabonis, because I don't think you can. Mm-hmm. There's one scenario that could work potentially for everybody involved, depending on how you feel about it. But I don't think it'll work for this fan base, and I can't imagine Sacramento actually doing it unless Vivek wanted to help his buddy out, and that's Domas to Golden State. And that probably involves...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Involves Jonathan Kuminga. You make the money match, and that's the ultimate get out of jail free card that the Golden State Warriors have, is a sign and trade with Jonathan Kuminga. You can literally make anything work, or just about anything work, by signing and trading, by agreeing to a sign and trade with Jonathan Kuminga.
Right.
Now, again, I don't think the Kings fan base would be thrilled with that. I think he fits the way Golden State plays. He being Domantas Sabonis, but I can't imagine, no matter how good of friends they are, Vivek putting Joe Lacob in a position to put for the Kings owner to put the Warriors in a position to go win a title.
Right. Unless you think you're selling him a lemon.
Which I don't think he does.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I don't think he does. Yeah. Pod's got to come back too. Still need a point guard.
Oh, man.
I tell you what, this pass regime really messed things up these last 5 years, huh?
No, they did.
Well,
damn it, this is disgusting.
It's all good, man. Jason Jones will fix everything. He joins us next on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Jason Jones going to join us in just a second. Ask that question again.
So we were talking about the Fox trade at the break and all that, and I asked, was it just LaVine on the table, or could they have taken a deal where you've gotten some younger players?
I am wholeheartedly of the belief they only wanted Zach LaVine.
They only wanted that. Could you have come away? Because it's less about, if you take, I don't know if Stephon Castle, he can be in or out or whatever, but if you take a deal for younger players, I feel like it's a lot easier to build off of that going forward rather than now. We keep talking about how they're stuck with Zach LaVine for 2 seasons at least.
My belief is no. Once again,
I think there's a difference between wanting Zach and also not having the younger player's deal on the table.
I don't
think like if that was an option, then you take that rather than I just want LaVine.
I don't have any knowledge of this specifically, like what was on the table. But once they let the NBA know we're going to San Antonio no matter what, why would anybody give you, the Sacramento Kings, anything worth anything to them?
So I think I can answer that because this will, I mean, I know the Chatty House has been on this kick lately. Maybe a lot of people listening have been on this kick lately. That's perfectly fine. It's just an honest assessment. Mm-hmm. We collectively overvalued De'Aaron Fox. That's why.
That's a whole nother situation.
But like, think about this. When Paul George wanted to go to Los Angeles, Oklahoma City said, that's fine. We think this could work for you. We think this could work. We're going to do it anyways. Mm-hmm. They did it. Mm-hmm. Everyone talks about what geniuses OKC is. They did. People forget how they got Paul George, which landed them SGA. They literally looked the entire league in the face. They looked whoever Paul George's agent in the face and said, we don't care. We're going to make this trade. Let's do it. And they did it. Paul George is the reason Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is on the Oklahoma City Thunder. In all of this discussions, people love to leave that part out. Toronto. Kawhi Leonard wants to go back to Los Angeles. Kawhi Leonard wants out of San Antonio. Kawhi Leonard, there wasn't a lot of like talk about who he'd sign an extension with during that San Antonio thing that ultimately landed him in Toronto. But Toronto didn't care. They did it. Mm-hmm. If De'Aaron was that dude, and again, you can feel however you want to about this. Mm-hmm. If De'Aaron was that dude, Houston would have said, we don't care. If De'Aaron was that dude, the Knicks would have said, we don't care. Or whoever, like whatever team wanted De'Aaron Fox, whatever team called to inquire about, they all would have said, I don't care. It's not just the rest of this season. It's all of next season. Oh, yeah, we got this. Yeah, we're going to do this. And we'll figure out a way because we can win with him. No one did.
They spoke.
And even if they did, and this is what I was saying, this is what I was going to say to Jesse. Even if they did, I don't think it would matter. I don't think the San Antonio thing had as much effect on the De'Aaron Fox trade as you do. I think maybe both sides were done with each other. Uh-huh. They wanted Zach LaVine. And if they could get him to San Antonio in the process, they wind up looking like good guys. San Antonio is happy, whatever. They wind up getting a player that they wanted. They wanted Zach LaVine.
To me, that's a massive L then.
Well,
I don't disagree.
Tunnel vision, and like I said, you just...
You handcuff
this team as far as trying to build whatever. Because, like, we say it every other week. You're stuck with Zach LaVine for two seasons, blah, 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 or whatever. Like,
I guess I just don't think Zach LaVine sucks.
So,
he doesn't, but that wasn't the get for De'Aaron Fox.
So, definitely not challenging what you know and what you've heard. I know better. But... how do I put this?
You heard it too.
Yeah. But that, I think that also comes from, we don't have many options. Maybe. We don't have many options. Maybe. Dr. David talks about, I can't find it, but he says in the Chatty House, he was like, they would do it because they're getting the best player. There's no way, in my opinion, there's no way Houston, and I'll just name a player. I'm not saying this was officially there. Houston is going to trade the Kings Jabari Smith, knowing one of the worst kept secrets at this point was De'Aaron was going to San Antonio. Mm-hmm. He's said there was no list. I want to go to San Antonio. That's because that's where he was going, mm-hmm. come hell or high water, whether you trade him, whether you trade for him and he becomes a free agent.
But that's what he's going
to San Antonio. So who in the right mind is giving you anything with their future for De'Aaron Fox?
Do you think Zach LaVine was the only option then?
It wasn't an option. It was what they wanted.
Well, that's what I mean.
But what he's saying,
did they look elsewhere?
It's an option because it was what you wanted because that's what you had.
We got to bring Jason Jones in. Say that last part again.
Did they look elsewhere?
No, I don't think they did.
And that's a problem. If you didn't look elsewhere, like Zach LaVine can be what they wanted, but if you didn't look elsewhere and get like, and if you had options, Zach LaVine probably would have been last on there.
But not for them. Let's bring Jason Jones in because he's probably amused by this whole conversation. You bring up, he's got this little smirk on his face. Jason looking good, by the way. Boy, that is a fresh cut. beard
yeah.
line.
Yeah, it looks a lot better than normal.
You gotta.
Why would you wear that hat after the weekend y'all had, they had?
Yeah, they had. I'm not a Yankees fan. I'm a Yankees supporter, and it was tough. That Saturday game was crazy.
I mean, you just love to try to hide. You overcompensate your Dodger love. Try to hide it by overcompensating and going with a team that just got outscored by like 40 runs over the weekend.
It's just the hat that went with the outfit. What are we talking about?
For anyone else, it's just a hat that goes with the outfit. For you, it's a lifestyle.
You know what's hilarious? I'm about to check something out here because this is pretty funny. This is good stuff. This is great. So on my computer screen, Jason is still in the waiting room.
Great.
And I'm over on the opposite side and you're here.
Okay, terrific. So you're experiencing the issues we had earlier. What you need to do is hit the little refresh thing, and I think you'll fall out of the screen for a minute, and we'll bring you back.
Okay, I'm gonna hit the refresh.
There you go. So we're gonna.
This feels rather intentional.
Yeah, well, it might be. Yeah, it might be.
I'm trying to figure out where this weird glare on my screen.
He gets in his feelings a little bit when he joins. But again, you look good. You don't have the Dodger stuff on today. You got an event tonight with the bruhs, so you gotta.
No. Oh. No, that was a couple of nothing going on tonight. Tonight is me working on a couple of stories and watching NXT. Real boring.
Man, you're still really locked in, huh?
Still tapped in.
I'm still. I mean, even if it's on as background, it's going to be on. I just don't have anything going on tonight. I just have a real boring Tuesday plan for myself.
I'm boycotting because they fired R-Truth. I think I've been boycotting for like 6 or 7 months, but still.
I should boycott till they stop the Grande Americano farce thing. Yeah. I'm like, you
kind of run its course a little bit, it seems.
I'm gonna put a piece of metal in my mat. I'm like, who's writing that?
I have no idea.
I'm just like, why? It's like Chad Gable had a hell of a run a year ago where you could have really built him up. Instead, you're like, no, let's wait. Let's put a luchador mask on him and give him the call him Grande Americano. Like, okay, I guess.
That's rough.
That's okay. I'll just hang out and, troll my New York buddies with my love for Tyrese Halliburton. My friends in New York hate him.
Oh, so man. what do you think about how do your friends in New York feel about the Tom Thibodeau firing?
It's weird. Some of them were so angry at him about a week ago, but now they think this firing is like the worst thing ever.
Really?
They're just like, we can't believe they fired him. This is the best we've had it since Pat Riley, which is true. But, I mean, it's never good when a front office puts together a team that doesn't fit your philosophy. And I don't know why, you think about it, Thibodeau and Kat didn't exactly set the world on fire in Minnesota, so you reunite them. I mean, I try to think about the whole big picture of it. You could probably say, just based on philosophical differences and with the way you've constructed the roster, you might want to go a different direction. I get it. It's kind of weird to see people who were so angry that he didn't play Cat was a game two. He didn't play Cat a good chunk of the fourth quarter. And now they're mad at the guy who they were so angry with a week ago was gone.
Yeah.
It was like, this guy got to be coaching for his job if he won't play Cat. They lose the series. Why did you fire him? I'm like, I thought you didn't like the guy. But I mean, hey, isn't that what they do back east? They, just.
I think that's just the way fans are, period.
Yeah. Some of us are consistent, but others aren't.
Well.
I was surprised that they fired him. I thought he would be able to start the season at the very least. But he did have some head scratching decisions in these postseason.
I wasn't completely shocked. I mean, as much chatter as you heard about it, even during the postseason, the way people, you know, it was like, it wasn't the most shocking. I mean, people, it's still kind of surprising, you know, given these are the Knicks. They haven't, you know, won anything in our lifetimes. And, you know, they really haven't gotten this. They haven't gotten this far in the postseason, what, in 25 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, you know, but maybe it's kind of that whole, like, the kind of like the Malone thing. It's like, well, I really want to get rid of this guy anyway. And the worst thing we can do is, like, bring him back and they start the season, like, 15-3 or something crazy. So it's almost like I think we really got to start holding these front offices way more accountable. I think it's easy to blame the coach, you know, or even blame, you know, somebody putting these teams together. They don't. Somebody is paying OG Anunoby $200 million. And, you know, someone gave up a bunch of picks for Mikal Bridges.
But someone, this is a team that got to the Eastern Conference Finals, though. It's not like they were bad.
Yeah.
I don't.
I mean, yeah, I think what it's just weird because it's like they're not bad, but most of the year they couldn't beat the good teams.
Right.
That team that, they had that stretch where they couldn't beat anyone who had a better record than them, but they beat everyone else.
Yeah.
Even still, they got to the conference finals. You know,
they beat Boston. Like, they were constructed to beat the Boston Celtics, and they did it. Even prior to the Tatum injury, they
– Yeah, they beat Boston.
They had them.
And if you have issues with, you know, well, he didn't play a lot of guys on the bench, maybe give him a couple other – I think if you had given him, like, really quality depth, and you're just saying, okay, you didn't play these guys who were legit, like, rotation players – I mean, if this comes down to you didn't play Cameron Payne or you didn't play DeLon Wright, it's like, okay, really, this is what we're doing? You know, they didn't have Mitchell Robinson most of the year.
Yeah.
So if you look at their starting five plus for that last series plus Josh Hart, I mean, when you get past number the sixth player, is there really a guy that you're saying, oh, my God, that guy had to play a whole lot more? So, I mean, but you also know when you hire him, he's going to play his top guys heavy minutes.
Yeah.
It's not a shock. So, I mean, I don't know.
But
I mean, this
Jay, one of the things that I said in this situation, and once again, I'm not necessarily saying he should have been fired or nothing like that, but you get paid a lot of money to figure it out. And what we give you as a roster is what we give you as a roster.
Mm-hmm.
Figure it out. This is why you're not getting a $1 million a year deal, like you're getting paid handsomely, figure that out. And some would say he did figure it out. He got him to the conference finals. But
yeah, I think that's what makes it so crazy. It's like, well, figure it out. Okay, we got to the conference finals. But it's like, but you blew a 20-point lead in game one.
And so Trista brought that up earlier. How much impact do you think that one shot, that one game had on the New York Knicks in that series? And thus, the start of their offseason.
I think Tyrese Halliburton ended their season with that shot.
Man. KC brought that up the day after. I was like, ah, I can't do that. Like, you can't lose the series in game one. Like, you gotta find a way to regroup and focus no matter how difficult it might be.
And I think they did. I think they did. Okay. But that shot put them too far behind the eight ball. Like, that changed the whole series. Like, I don't think they were defeated after that emotionally and everything. They bounced back and tried everything they could. But that game changed everything. It changed the entire series.
You can't lose the first two games at home.
Yeah.
You can't lose the first two, especially the way they lost game one. And, I mean, I think in this series, they had at least two or three of those games where, like, you know, just puzzling, just like, what are you guys doing situations. Like, you know, the game was like, you know, before Cat realized I can kind of attack the basket, you know, like, why are you just out, you know? And then, you know, if you talk the offense, you know, it's hard to win when, you know, your two best players are kind of ball stoppers. Like, Jalen Brunson has to have, you know, they didn't have another guy you could give the ball to. And I think that's one thing you're seeing through the playoffs too. You got to have multiple guys who can handle the ball, and you got to be able to take your primary scorer off the ball to create stuff. And really, their offense was okay. Jalen, go save us, or Cat, go save us. Hmm. And that's not going to, you know. And is that coaching? Yeah. Is that roster too? Yeah. Because I don't know where you know. I thought he tried to make adjustments. He started playing DeLon right. You know, he sat campaign. You know, he changed the starting lineup, brought Josh Hart off the bench. But then Josh Hart didn't play nearly as well after that. Hmm. So, I mean, it was just, you know, it's just, you know, I guess, you know, good day to fire him, you know, fire him before the finals.
Man,
you know?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to tell Jay, you know, they fired Tibbs and okay, what's next? Who you're going to bring in? The list of the odds was so baffling. I didn't know if I was being chatty house. Like, it was Johnny Bryant as the leading odds.
Yeah, they wrote about him over at The Athletic. So that actually ties into what I was going to say. I'm glad you brought that up, because there's an article over on the New York Times, a.k.a. The Athletic.
Yeah.
This is New York Knicks head coaching candidates who should replace Tom Thibodeau. And it's credited to The Athletic staff. I'm of the belief that Jason Jones wrote this particular column.
No, one name.
Well, one, name. One of the names is Darvin Ham. Darvin Ham is in Milwaukee as a top assistant after leaving the Bucks for the Lakers, where he coached Los Angeles for two seasons. His Lakers team finished in the middle of the pack on both offense and defense during his first two seasons. But he's on the list, and because it's The Athletic staff, I believe Jason Jones wrote that particular paragraph.
Wasn't me. I'm Eddie Murphy in that one. Wasn't me.
It's a pretty long list, though, to be fair. I think they just named every coach ever.
They probably, yeah, I haven't even read that. You know, I mean, who else is all on there?
I mean, Dave Bliss, the
What?
He's the lead assistant for Oklahoma City. James Borrego is on this one, too. Johnny Bryant.
Well, how is Dave Bliss still coaching?
How about this one? Mike Brown, who the Sacramento Kings fired shortly into the past season, has won wherever he's gone. A former Greg Popovich assistant.
Imagine complaining about the offense, and then you hire Mike Brown.
Oh, my God.
They'd be like, what are you doing? I mean, I'm still amazed every time I hear that Dave Bliss has a job in basketball.
Man.
Taylor Jenkins is on the list, too. I actually forgot about
that. I did
completely
too.
Forgot about Kevin Jenkins.
I did too.
Is Jay Wright on the list?
Jay Wright's on the Nick. Yeah, on the Bovado list he is, but on that list, is he on there?
Sean Sweeney, Jeff Van Gundy, Jay Wright. The ultimate.
He's coached half the team.
The ultimate wild card candidate.
He's coached half the team. They went. They won a championship with those guys.
I'm absolutely of the belief whoever their next head coach is, they know.
I think they
entered this process blindly.
Yeah.
But that's no. They said they don't know.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, well, if that's the truth, that's a bigger problem.
you think a sports team would lie and say that they're going to have a transparent hiring process?
Yeah.
And they didn't make any decisions before this? Oh, of course not.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I believe Leon Rose and Dolan have to. I believe them.
Oh, there's two stand-up guys.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my buddies from The Athletic that have covered the Knicks, they think Leon Rose hasn't spoken to like non MSG media. I've forgotten how long. Like he just won't talk to anyone.
it was so amazing. Like every time I'm in Vegas, I always stay in the same spot with a room that has a view of the Sphere. Mm. And the first thing I think every time I see that is, I can't believe James Dolan created that.
He did?
Yeah.
He created it.
Well, I don't know if he created it. He built it. That's that's his creation.
Now,
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Now, as cool as it is, I don't think it's bringing in nearly the money they thought it would bring in.
Bruh. So this was hilarious. we were walking around that Friday, killing time, and I'm sorry. We saw a particular... Some of the clientele stood out. I'll just say that. And I was like, they're not here for Kendrick. I don't know who they're here for. We're walking around and there was this big empty room and it was called like Kenny Chesney Guitars and Tikis and something.
Tikis.
And I'm like, oh, this is a
snap.
This is a unique addition to the Venetian?
That doesn't sound safe.
So as we walk around, we're like, yo, this country client, is Kenny Chesney like here in the Venetian? No. He was at the Sphere, which is connected. And I thought, oh, I bet that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a residency. Oh. Yeah, he's got a... I shook my head like the radio audience knew that. The answer is no, it didn't. He has a residency at the Venetian. So I was like, oh, I mean, at the Sphere. Uh-huh. So I looked it up, and day of, you could get a ticket on the floor or whatever it is at the Sphere for like less than $100.
Wow.
I was like, wow. They did not anticipate that.
So
certainly a better option than Beyonce.
So James, maybe he doesn't. Maybe it's not everything's working.
But the winking emoji on the outside is still very cool.
Everything about the outside is very well. The inside's cool too.
I haven't seen the inside.
I still haven't been inside the Sphere yet.
Maybe I'll
do it in July when I go out there before Summer League.
Oh, the Summer League buses are out too. 2K Summer League, July 10th.
Here we go.
We have a work meeting out there. I'm getting out before Summer League. I don't need to watch any of that. I have no desire to see Summer League. If I never watch another Summer League game in person, I'd be fine.
Summer League is just about that first night primetime game and then all of the meetings of everybody, and then you leave.
Friday. It's a weekend event at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even need to be there for that part. I'm like, I'm getting out before that even. Yeah. Mm.
Did you guys see the odds? The odds are out on where will Tom Thibodeau be coaching game one next season? You guys got an idea who might be leading the odds?
The Pelicans?
Who has an opening?
Yeah.
The Phoenix Suns.
Phoenix Suns have an opening.
Phoenix Suns are number one at plus 600.
I would say the Suns and the Pelicans. No, the Pelicans have a coach. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, that'll be great. That's a great idea. Put Tom Thibodeau on the Phoenix Suns. This is brilliant. You talk about untradeable contracts.
Oh, man.
You literally have a contract you cannot trade in Bradley Beal on that team.
They're the leaders in the clubhouse. Suns at plus 600.
Well, I guess if Devin Booker
talk about a random weird, that would be the weirdest evolution of coaches. You'd be like, okay, Monty, Vogel,
Budenholzer,
and now
it would just be the. It'd be like, what if we? If they did that, we'd have to get cameras 24/7 access. Yeah, we'd have to see like him yelling at Bradley Beal about his defense.
Oh man!
And Brad just looking at him like,
okay. All right,
you
man.
Yelled at me. Guess all what? Right. I don't want to get traded there either.
Be like, look, Tom, Tommy. I've got like four coaches in all my years here. Like, get out of my face.
Yeah, you're just the next
History
guy.
Says you're not going to last, pal.
He's like, you keep on talking to me. I refuse to get traded to any state that has an A in it. It's just something random.
You better change your tone around here.
Yeah, was it last season? I don't want to go anywhere if it's cold.
go ahead. Put me on the bench. It worked well for the last guy.
Better change your tone around here, Tom.
Yeah, you know you talking to.
The Bulls are plus.
Bill will be the last one left.
The Bulls are plus 1,200. Getting rid of they'd be getting. Did they already?
Yeah, they did. I don't think they got rid of.
Yeah, I'm like they're just putting
going back to Chicago.
So yeah, it would be like, and that's what I thought because the Pelicans didn't fire Willie Green.
No, and they're plus 2,000.
Oh,
you know who else is plus 2,000? This is actually ridiculous. I don't know why we're on here. The Bucks at plus 2,000. I have no idea. I mean, I'm still employed. I'm working on getting Giannis back here. Like, why are we even on this list? I don't understand why we're on this list.
If they make him an advisor to Doc, you know what's going to happen.
Oh, man. That would just be like the sweetest like karma moment ever.
Now,
your old assistant come back and help you with your defense.
That's a good point. Like, now,
2 months later, he's coaching.
It's all in the fine print, right? It just says, where will Tom Thibodeau be coaching game one next season? Doesn't mean he's the head coach. Now that makes more sense. I mean, I like Tom.
Well, I don't think he should coach anywhere. I think he's got a lot of money coming his way.
He just signed
the
extension.
Yeah, he could. He doesn't have to coach for a while if he didn't want to. But that's really it's not like these coaches are coaching for money. Like, he wants to be around the game. It's what he knows. It's what he loves.
Yeah.
How many jobs does he have? Chicago, Minnesota, and this one? Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd go on TV for a year.
Tom Thibodeau on TV would be...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fascinating.
Remember that clip of him
Michael Malone was pretty good.
He was. Remember that clip of him laughing? That was like a meme. Like, Tibbs was, it was like one of those, oh, we talked to Tom Thibodeau before the game, and this was his thought. And, you know, they got the green screen behind him, says Knicks, and it's him laughing. That was a meme for a while.
Okay.
Him being on
I don't team. Remember it for some reason.
I don't either, but hey, you know.
It was...
I'll look it up.
It was pretty. It was like so. You saw it so much, it became funny. It's like, this is so stupid. Why did they do this? But yeah, that was one of his moments.
Are you excited for the finals at all?
I'm excited for Tyrese Halliburton. I think he's I think he's hilarious. So I think, you know. I don't know if I'm excited. I think it's going to be fun to watch.
He's a true wrestling character now. He's taken on the role of having a personality in basketball.
Yeah, he's leaned into like the corniness types. He's like all the way in now.
Mm-hmm.
Like he might be the first ever non-wrestler to get multiple wrestling shirts. Like he got another shirt now with WWE.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, they did the choking thing and they made it to a wrestling shirt.
Oh, that's great.
So he's like, yeah, he'll be fine either way. You know, I think, you know, but I mean, I like basketball, so I'm going to watch, you know, people were talking about, well, they would have watched because they were the Knicks. I'm like, you don't know who these guys are. Stop. You were not going to watch the finals to see OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges. You didn't know them. You don't know. They don't know who Carl Anthony Towns is.
But Jason, to that point, though, I think that basketball people are going to watch regardless, I guess, right? Yeah. But I do think people would have watched for the spectacle of the Knicks being in the finals. I do think that's a real thing.
I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't read stat. I don't think the Knicks are as big of a in terms of like if you go to like sports and like who's the bigger spectacle from the New York team. You know, I think it's like a marquee team. Mm-hmm. I just don't see the Knicks as high as say as a Yankees or you know something like that in terms of where they rank in their sport. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's New York, but I don't know. Maybe I don't know a lot of people. I haven't heard one person ever say in the last few years, hey, I got to catch the Knicks game. They're on ABC this weekend. Mm. But you hear what other teams, I don't know.
You hear them say about MSG, though. Like, oh, I know MSG going to be rocking, you know, all the celeb. Like, I'm not saying it should matter. MSG but you got people that want to see Charlamagne and Kylie that don't know nothing about what's going on. They'd be like, oh, what Kylie got going on today?
Who?
Charlamagne, ain't that how you say his name?
Oh, the little actor dude.
No, it's
Charlamagne.
Timothy. Is it Charlamagne?
I remember
what was the word you were?
I kept saying Charlamagne.
Yeah, you were saying Char.
Timothy. I don't know his last name. I mean, I don't know. I get it's a big market. You know, you'd have Spike Lee there. You know, you'd have Tracy Morgan there.
The evolution of Spike Lee turning into a full mascot for the New York Knicks has been so disappointing to watch. Like, he used to show up in jerseys and hats. Now he wears, like, Knicks-themed
suits. That suit was crazy.
Suits and...
Not a fan.
Walt Frazier can't believe he wore that suit.
Yeah, right? By the way, I'm looking at the new Tyrese shirt. This is a tough one. Uh-oh. I don't know how you walk around wearing this. Like the thing with Reggie when he did the choke sign, it was like cold. Mm-hmm. Like it was like a FU face. Like, yeah, what? Tyrese did it. It was like he was choking himself. And now this just looks like some sort of weird. I don't know.
It's funny.
Yeah, it kind of fits
this.
It's a little character. Yeah.
Like I said, that's what I wrote about over the weekend. It's just like he's a villain, but he's like the weirdest kind of villain because he's not a bad guy. He might be a little awkward to you, maybe a little kind of nerdy. Mm. The fact that he like really enjoyed watching Family Matters growing up, it was like hilarious to me. You know, and then you see that whole little clip, the whole Urkel. Yeah, I mean,
he's that just edit like, was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he's just to me, he's just. Like I said, and I just think he's fun. I think he's like, you know, I could see why if you weren't a fan of the Pacers, you'd find him completely annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, you know, he, like, what do you, the whole Ben Stiller tweet? He said, I brought it to pack y'all up.
Yeah, that was a great tweet.
He got back on Twitter right after that game just to troll New York. I'm like, yeah, Yeah, he's not the most liked guy out there. So
I also love that Ben Stiller has suddenly become the purveyor of Knicks basketball. Like, I think he tweeted about Tom Thibodeau's firing today. Like, what the hell is going on?
Knicks down bad, man. You know, maybe if their fans hadn't taken to the streets after they beat the Celtics.
No.
Why not?
They was throwing garbage at the fans.
Well, that was too far. No, that was too far. Yeah. Both of those were too far.
Well,
that's different than going to the streets.
To the streets.
They hadn't been there in 25 years.
I don't care. I don't want to hear this New York fan stuff when they damn near threw a parade for winning in the second round.
I'm of the belief, especially in situations like that, but in general, I did the math yesterday. I think I have watched between the three sports, I've watched, and I didn't even count college and all this other stuff, but I've watched 150 seasons of sports teams that I like. Only four times have I been like completely happy at the end. Four out of 150. I think it might have been five. Because
you got the
three
Giants
and two 49ers, like when Montana to Taylor, and then when they beat up on Denver. Or three, so we're at six. Because then 94 as well.
Montana to Taylor? How old were you when that happened?
Six.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember it, though. I remember watching it. I remember watching the other Super Bowl the next year. And then
that was against the Bengals?
Yeah, against the Bengals. And then
Broncos the next year.
Broncos the next year beat the hell out of them. I remember that. And then obviously when they beat the Chargers. But
well, you got more than most.
Yeah. So yeah, probably more than a lot of Knicks fans. So if you want to go out there and celebrate a good moment, go celebrate.
Don't throw garbage at people.
No, you don't have to do that.
Don't climb a streetlight because you want to climb a streetlight.
That's fine.
No. To be clear, Kenny Caraway does not advocate for climbing streetlights. Just
they were
to
climbing
be
the
clear.
Street lights on Saturday for K Trinata.
Well, that was different, and that was nuts.
That looked like it was lit.
I also believe that social media has made some of this stuff worse because now everyone's doing stuff to get a moment.
100%,
for sure.
So it's like, hey, I can get a million views on TikTok if I climb a street light because it's. Like, even like when they go do the whole fan on the street.
Hey, buddy, you can get $4 million if you fall off it.
Yeah.
Dummy.
What was that? What was a Dodger fan who like blew his hand up with a firecracker or something? And he's like showing the bleed. Like, his hand is like legit bleeding.
These people are crazy.
What's
bro.
Our brother in the wheelchair's name again?
Tommy? Move. Lenny?
No.
Terry.
What is it?
Terry.
Move, Terry.
The cold part about all that stuff, people are literally bleeding, and the person holding the camera is like, help him.
Move, Terry.
What are you doing?
Terry was trying to get out the way.
That Dodger dude, like, literally part of his hand was blown off.
That was crazy.
And they're just, I got some good. And then you post it.
Come on, man. People, crazy. Yeah, social media definitely got these people doing dumb things left and right.
Yeah, you can't be my friend if how is that your friend if you watch your friend blow half his hand off and rather your first instinct is like, oh, I got some good content.
It's gonna make a crazy reel, bro. Make a crazy
man,
TikTok.
Wait till I send this out.
Yeah. Jay, we appreciate you as always. Thank you, my man.
All right, see you next week.
Right, Jason Jones of The Athletic right there. You didn't see it popped out of the stream. He had his Dodger hat with him. It was just off to the side.
Keep it to the side. Keep it there.
I'm not sure we solved anything today.
No. But we have another 2 days before the basketball's played. So,
well, still a whole lot of arguing. That's sports talk, right?
NBA Finals basketball.
Yeah, I guess, because I don't. You know, it's like, I wonder like what the. You know, we have this discussion about like Domas and his future, all of this. Like, what are the conversations in the walls like with the likes of LaMelo, with Trey, with Zach LaVine? With like, I wonder what the conversation is about direction and timelines and like, what are they passionate discussions? Are they matter of fact discussions? Are they, I mean, we talk so passionately about it. Like, how are they talking about it? Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're far more in the know than we are. And, you know, they could hear LaMelo.
Right or wrong, they're probably less freaked out about it than us.
Well, because they've got the control.
Yeah.
They've got more control. The other thing that I'm happy about now, I know we got to get out of here, is that I think they're having these discussions to how we get better, not we're hopeless. And I think that's the difference between those guys and fans.
Well, both could be true, though. It could be, let's, how do we get better? let's try this. That didn't work. This, that didn't work. This, that didn't work. Okay, maybe we're hopeless.
I don't think they're going. I don't think Scott Perry is.
Oh, I don't think Scott Perry is either.
We ain't hopeless. We're going to figure this out.
No, I don't. I absolutely agree that that's the case.
He might be cursing out Monty McNair.
Well, that and that's the other thing.
Daily.
Maybe Vivek because Levine's there.
Vivek calls. He just hits decline. 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 Appreciate you so much for being with us. If you missed any part of us, of course, you can catch us anytime you want to over on youtube.com/ESPN1320. Download the podcast as well, wherever you get podcasts. We're going to head over to 102.5 if you want to join us there. If not, we'll see you tomorrow beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Segantes. Let's get some runs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.